This is Ozarks at Large for August 8th, 2016. I'm Kyle Kellums. Not My City is a new diverse coalition in Fayetteville. It was formed in response to the devastating public mass shootings, as well as sniper attacks on law enforcement that took place throughout the United States this summer. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
This is not a racial thing, a black or white thing. This is simply just knowing how to be respectful and knowing how to deal with the police, because we know their job is very stressful, so they're probably...
A dozen local activists and citizens listened to Cameron Phillips, co-founder of Not My City, during the group's monthly meeting inside a conference room at the Fayetteville Chamber of Commerce. Cameron Phillips and Jeremy Clark co-founded Not My City in direct response to mass shootings as well as reported violence by law enforcement against African Americans, which has become almost routine in America. But rather than standing by, waiting for such an occurrence to take place here, Phillips says they are taking a stand.
If you have anything negative to say about a town or about a city, you can't say that about Fayetteville. So if we say violence, you know, that's not my city. If we say hunger, that's not my city. Inequality, we say that's not my city, because that doesn't happen in my city. So we decided to go with Not My City, to let everyone know we're trying to be proactive. And so anything that's any negativity that may stand in the way or may cause any disruption within the community, that's we're trying to avoid any of that. And we're not going to allow that to happen in our city. So that's why we came up with Not My City.
Phillips and Clark are native to Fayetteville, descendants of the city's historic black community, concentrated in a forested valley east of the town square. In late July, Phillips and Clark met with city leaders and members of the Northwest Arkansas Black Caucus to introduce their community coalition.
We had a great response. That first meeting was pretty much just letting everyone know who we are, what our purpose is, and what we want to do. And DeAndre Jones with the Black Caucus, he is helping us out a lot, getting our organization started and off the ground. He has a lot of experience in that, so he's kind of been our big brother on this whole thing, and he was there for guidance and just making sure we you know, everything went smoothly for us. So I really appreciate him, and he's definitely been helping us out a lot.
Not My City has built an alliance with the Fayetteville Police Department, which operates 24/7 with a staff of more than 160 officers, detectives, dispatchers, and administrative personnel. And recently, members of Not My City joined the Fayetteville PD, which hosted a picnic at Bryce Davis Park in West Fayetteville as part of a nationwide National Night Out event. Sergeant Craig Stout, who leads Fayetteville PD's Community Policing Division, says it was really well attended.
We're estimating anywhere from, 150 to 175 people.
And Sergeant Stout says the presence of Not My City is important to the community.
We knew immediately it was something that we wanted to be involved in. You're talking about two local gentlemen who just, saw things that were happening across the country, and they didn't want it happening here in Fayetteville, and this was their kind of their brainchild. And again, it's something that we fully support and want to cooperate with them and help them out in any way we can.
Almost a month ago, a sniper in Dallas killed five police officers, raising awareness nationwide on the risks law enforcement take every day to protect the public. And Sergeant Craig Stout said reaction in Fayetteville has been heartfelt to that tragedy.
The public support that we've gotten has just been overwhelming, and almost very humbling at times, too. We've had, just numerous people stopping by, just thanking us for what we do. We've had kids coming up, bringing us cards, letters, things like that. There was actually one at National Night Out, a young lady who was passing out thank you cards to every officer she could find. So it's been very overwhelming, and it's really good to know that we have the public support behind us.
And given racial tensions in certain cities in the United States, Fayetteville Police Department is working to set up a community advisory council representing distinct demographic groups that comprise Fayetteville, including members from the African American, Hispanic, LGBT, Anglo, and religious communities. The council will report concerns to law enforcement, although not field complaints against law enforcement, which, according to city records, has declined by more than 50% over the past year. Also in response, members of Not My City plan to host racial bias training events in order to quell potential conflict, say, during a routine traffic stop. Members also plan to visit local schools and are currently holding a school supplies drive for the next school year. Cameron Phillips, again, co-founder of Not My City, says his group will contribute to cultivating a safe and positive environment in Fayetteville.
Everything positive. You know, we're not just doing charities. We're not just doing fundraising. And any way we can help the community, that's either getting involved with the police department, with our local elected officials. We just want to be that positive influence on our community from all aspects, not just about poverty, not just about racial issues, but we want to tackle everything from education to hunger, poverty, abuse. You know, we want to be that organization that anyone can come to if they're looking for any sort of information or any sort of help. If we're not able to help you right off the bat, we want to be able to find that help for you or help you get, you know, what you're looking for. So it's pretty much like we want to be the guardian angel of Fayetteville.
The Guardian Angels, of course, is the historic nonprofit organization based in New York City, which established the first ever public safety volunteer patrol, preventing crime on subways and the streets. Today, more than 130 cities across a dozen countries have Guardian Angels. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And we have a link to Not My City at ozarksatlarge.com. Members of Not My City meet the first Tuesday of every month beginning at 9:30 in the morning at the Fayetteville Chamber of Commerce.